Blog Talk Radio.
Internet, and we meet together every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord has given us all kinds of gifts and talents and abilities and strength. And when we all come together as the body of Christ, there is no need and no lack. Amen. Because each joint is able to supply what the other needs. There is strength. There is support. There is power. There is unity in Jesus' name. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We want to invite you to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Click that link and sign in. We just ask that you don't use personal information like your phone number, your social security number, your email address. Just make you up a name, a username, and sign in. And say hi to everybody, and everybody will say hi to you. Amen. We're a very loving group, and we like new people. Amen. Praise God. And if you're on a cell phone, you may do the same when the page comes up, miracleinternetchurch.com. You'll find three white lines across the black background. Click that. That's your link. And all the other links open to you. And if you desire, you may sign in. Amen? Praise the Lord. We're happy to have you. We also meet together on Sundays as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sundays at 12:30 p.m., Eastern Time in the U.S. and all over the world. Remember, anytime you miss a message, you can recast it. You can go to the link that says Archived Sermons and pull it up, and you can listen. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, I want to remind all of us that we have a fast coming up beginning on the 11th. That would be this Sunday coming. Today is Friday. You can eat what you want tomorrow. And Sunday at 6 p.m., our fast starts. And Brother Bill will post the particulars. We're going to have vegetables and water beginning at 6 p.m. on Sunday. And it goes all the way through Wednesday at 6 p.m. Amen? So that's what we're going to have. Real simple. Vegetables and water. And God will bless us. And the focus for this particular fast is wicked inheritances. Yes, everything we inherited from our family members was not godly. Amen? It was not righteous. Not everything. So we're going to focus on wicked inheritances. And the Lord is going to help us with that. Amen? I think we all need help in that area. And there's a scripture that we're going to memorize. It's a scripture that we're going to memorize. Let me see where I wrote it. If I can find where I wrote it, I'll read it to you. Oh, we're going to memorize Romans chapter 8. Verses 35 through 39. That's just a few verses, so we can do that. We're going to memorize Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. Amen? Amen. So let's get our hearts and our minds together and in order, because God is going to bless us. He's going to show us some things that where maybe we've dealt with some of those things, but maybe not everything. Amen? And I think somebody just posted something in the MIC chat that intended to put it in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Brother Bill will help her with that. Thank you, Brother Bill. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, we We want to ask you, as we come before you, for grace for the fast, Lord. You're ready to work, and we're getting ready to cooperate with you and to submit to your spirit. So we thank you for calling us to this fast, for giving us the strength to fast. Show us what vegetables you want us to partake of, how much and when. Help us to leave out of our lives those things that you don't want us participating in when we're on the fast. We won't be doing video games and movies and all kinds of other things. No, Lord, we'll be focusing on you. Amen? We'll be focusing on you. And we thank you, Lord, for dealing with us in the area of wicked inheritances. We want to walk clean and pleasing before you, and we want to do those things that are right in your eyes, Lord. So we thank you for helping us, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. We know that this is summertime, and a lot of you have children, and the children are out, and so that makes you extra busy. You have extra things to do. So this is going to be a little easier than some of the other fasts we've had because we know, you know, during the summertime, relatives come to visit, this happens, that happens, and you don't have control over every single thing that happens. So we're just trying to keep it simple but still be reverent to the Lord, still giving him our attention, amen, still focusing where he wants us to focus, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Robert, corn is not a vegetable. Corn is a starch. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. I suppose I'll need to list some of what the I think I did that once before. I'll try to figure out where I put that list of the vegetables I listed before so people can get a good start. Amen. It's okay. A lot of people think that potatoes and corn are vegetables, but they're not. They're starches. Amen? It's tantamount to eating macaroni and cheese. Amen? Okay. Amen. See, if you didn't put that there, you wouldn't have known. Now you know. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've all made those mistakes as we learned how to fast. That's how we know what works. Okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. As we go before the Lord in prayer, thanks for that. It made me laugh. I needed to laugh today. Today's been kind of a serious day for me, so a little laughter helped out a lot. Thank you for that. As we are going to spend time before the Lord, I want us to spend some time being still, just still, quiet with the Lord. I don't think we do quite enough of that. We're always busy and going, and we've got our list of things to do, and then somebody else comes along and adds five more things and somebody else three more things, and by the time everybody finishes adding to our list, we've got more to do than we can do. Amen? So we're going to spend a little time being quiet. I don't know how you're going to do that at your house. You might have to get up before everybody else and go in the garage and sit there quiet because there's nobody else in the garage. I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do. You and the Holy Spirit are going to work that out. But we need some quiet time before the Lord. Amen? Amen. Amen. We're going to spend a little quiet time. We're going to be still and know that he is God. Amen. And that's what we're going to do, saints. It's a wonderful thing to have a God who wants to be so intimate and so close and so personal with us. You know, sometimes our family members don't want to be this close to us, but God doesn't mind. He's perfect. He's all-powerful. He's fully holy, but he wants to be with us, and he wants us to be with him. So we're going to give him some time. Amen. And it'll be worth it. You'll enjoy it. I promise you will. Amen. So what else was I going to say, Lord? Oh, happy 4th of July to all of those that I didn't get to say happy 4th of July to. I hope you enjoyed your 4th of July. If you like sparklers and fireworks, that you had enough of them. And if you wanted to sleep through that, I hope you got some rest. And I hope you had a good time, even if it was just you by yourself. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, the Lord overlooks our little shortcomings and what we know and what we don't know. He loves us. Told you he did. He loves us. Amen. And we do not love ourselves the way the Lord loves us. The Lord has a very special love for each of his saints. He loves us in a way that we don't even love ourselves. And it's not until you come to understand that you will open up and blossom before the Lord the way he desires. It's a very special thing to begin to perceive and know and understand how deep and how rich the Lord's love for us really is. Amen? It's not that surface, superficial stuff that we're used to. It's not even what dear, close, old friends offer us. It's far, far more, far deeper, far more intimate, and far richer than what we've imagined. And it would be a crime to go through our whole life down here on earth, and we don't come to know that. So we're going to spend some time in the love of God. Yes, in the love of God. And he's going to help us. He's going to help us grow. Amen? I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you are too. So we're going to pray. And we're going to go before the Lord. And we're going to be for real with him. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for all things good and wonderful that you have provided for us. Some of them, Lord, are blessings in disguise, and we don't recognize them when we see them. And one of them we call disappointment. That's what we call it. It's when we had an expectation and a hope, and it didn't work out quite the way we imagined or quite the way we think. It didn't come out just like we planned. We had it in our dreams. We had it in our thoughts. We had it in our hearts. But the picture didn't come out in the end the way we thought. It came out different. Sometimes life itself brings enough hardship that we feel disappointed. We'd hoped to reach a particular milestone by this point in our life, and it didn't happen the way we hoped. Sometimes our plans and our goals seem farther away from us than they ever had before. And sometimes we have to face the fact that it may not happen at all. But Lord, you know about these things. You bore them on the cross for us. You understand how we feel and what we think and how we experience life. Some of us counted on people that let us down. Some of us are just disappointed that people are not who we once thought they were. We thought so-and-so was this kind of person, and they turned out not to be that at all. Then, Lord, there are our own failures. and our own weaknesses. They make us see that we're not that wonderful person that we always thought we were, because we've fallen somewhat short of that perfection that we had dreamed that we were. But no matter what else has happened, Lord, you never disappoint us. You never do. When everything and everybody else lets us down, when the job doesn't come through, when it's not the neighborhood we wanted to move into, when there's less money in the bank account and our 401k tanks, when the kids leave and we're just there by ourselves again, we can still rejoice in you. You know, Lord, how to help us when we feel disappointed. You remind us that we're still yours and that you have a lesson in it for us. There's something for us to learn. You help us not to be downhearted, and we thank you that you're there to experience it with us. You always have our best interest in heart, Lord. And you're going to cause all of this to work out for our good. So in spite of the fact that we are not experiencing what we really wanted right now, you're still here with us. You're still blessing us. You're still loving us. And you still have a wonderful plan for our lives. So we've decided to walk in peace and to embrace the plan that you have for us. No, what we planned didn't quite turn out, but what you have for us is better. And so we embrace the better with you. We thank you, Father, because you hear our prayers. You listen to our prayers. You hear our hearts. And you reach out and touch us. The Holy Spirit comes to comfort us with a word or with a song or with a remembrance of your care. And we thank you for that. We thank you for your nearness to us, your closeness to us, your touch in our lives. We thank you that you've given us armor, and the breastplate covers our heart. It's the breastplate of righteousness. We have a right relationship with you, a relationship that supersedes all the other relationships we've ever known or ever experienced. It's a love deeper than a mother's love. It's a love more powerful than any love we've ever known. And we want to thank you that that love is ours through Jesus Christ our Lord. We want to thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes away our sins and so much more. We want to thank you for the wall of fire with your glory in the midst that surrounds us. We want to thank you for your warring, linking angels, for your praising angel. And we praise you for your goodness in our lives, Lord. You never forget us. You never abandon us. You're always there to let us know how much you care. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for the angels that you've given to watch over us. We ask you to reward them for their hard work, because we know that they had to work with us. So thank you, Father. You've thought of everything. You've provided all things that pertain to life and to godly living. We thank you for your care, for your tender care for us. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, We bind Satan, the strong man, all of his evil angels, all evil spirits, demonic agents, his underlings, things, maneuverings, tactics, devices, plans, orders. We cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous, Father, in Jesus' name. And we call for your judgment, Father, on all these assignments and agendas in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name, and we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and with his kingdom in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar spirits, electronic and technology demons, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, sorcery devils, seducing devils, womanizing devils, drone spirits, whoredom spirits, all remote viewing, voices of the stranger, targeted radio frequencies, pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave weapons and their attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks. We bind all microwave frequency weapons in Jesus' name. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Hindu, Indian, African, Australian, European, Caribbean, Latin American, Chaldean, Egyptian, Buddhist black magic, Santeria, and all black magic and white magic everywhere in Jesus' name. We bind the work of every druid in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils, all evil spirits that take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils and satanic worship. We bind the formation of bullflies and demonic insects, spiders and their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts logic and science and human reasoning against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressors, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind it all in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride. We strip him of his scales and his armor in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind him. We put out his fire in the name of Jesus. We break his death roll in the name of Jesus Christ. And we bind all of his underlings to him in the name of Jesus. We pull off his crown. We pull off all stars. We put them at the feet of Jesus. And we strip him of his kingship in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind it all in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Moloch, Basile, Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus in Jesus' name. We chain them with eternal chains unto darkness in the name of Jesus. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, even places of numbness. We bind the work of the enemy, and we return their afflictions to the work of witchcraft and craft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads, as well as their mind control in Jesus' name, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you've given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander in chief, in whom we serve and obey. Praise the Lord. It's a privilege and an honor, Lord, to serve you and obey you. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere and kings. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we pull down the protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, shamans, and sorcerers in the name of Jesus Christ. We circumcise from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, attachments, agreements, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, all forms of agreement with the demonic realm. And we break the power and bind the works of every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, shaman, and sorcerer.
We break the power of all their curses and hexes and vexes and spells, fetishes and charms, their voodoo, their magic, their mind control, their psychic warfare, all their witchcraft and potions and death and destruction and torment and sickness and pain and ungodly blessings and chanting and incantations and candle and incense burning and root works and crystals and hoodoo and tribal rituals and incantations and sins, and on it goes. Father, we disconnect our lives from these things in the name of Jesus. We want no lot nor part in them in the name of Jesus. We bind spirits of bondage, heaviness, fear, and hate, and spirits of blindness. We thank you, Father, for opening our eyes so we can see you and opening our hearts so that we can hear your voice. We thank you for destroying the yokes in our lives and releasing us to your liberty. We thank you, Father, for giving us freedom to repent and show us every evil work and every deed that is holding back our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you for convicting our hearts unto repentance and bringing us out of darkness and into your marvelous light. And everyone said amen and amen. And praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, saints, every time we do that prayer, we get stronger in it. Whenever you come into agreement, there's some things you don't know what they mean, but trust me, they're affecting somebody's life. And they're dealing with a lot of the warfare in your life that you sometimes know about and sometimes don't. So whenever you come into agreement, you'll find that as you come into agreement, you'll hear certain things in the course of the prayer that you know affect your life. And as you agree in understanding, you'll get more freedom in that area. Amen? So always stop what you're doing and come into agreement when we go into warfare. The devil doesn't like it when we're in agreement because a lot of power is released when we pray. Amen? Amen. Well, tonight, we're going to talk about a very serious subject, bearing good fruit. Good fruit. Everybody likes fruit. At least I do. I hope you do. It tastes good, so we generally like it and enjoy partaking of it. So we're going to talk about that tonight. It's something that Jesus really wants us to do. The Father wants it too. They want us to bear good fruit. Who likes rotten fruit? Nobody. Good fruit, juicy fruit, tastes better. So our featured psalm for this evening is Psalm 13. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 2. And it says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation." That was Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 2. And our featured ebook is Kundalini Angry Serpent. So, you said, boy, that doesn't sound fun. Well, once you read the book, you'll see how important it really is and how much it has already affected your life. Amen? Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1 so that we'll know you want to talk to us. And we want to thank everybody that continues to come up in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room daily and put your agreement to the prayers. Amen. The Lord sees every good work that we do. Amen. And there's a reward. See, what you don't realize is there's a reward for being obedient and for doing that. When you get home, there'll be a reward there for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, remember, and if you have to make yourself a note, that's okay too. We're going to begin
with Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 28. Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 28. And we know, the Bible says, we know, not we think, not we postulate, not we suppose, we know, the Bible says, that all things work together. What does that mean? Well, think about this. You know, it takes positive and negative coming together to produce power. That's how you get it. You have positive and negative. They taught you that in school, unless you were playing hooky that day. And life is sort of like that. It takes the up and the down, the left and the right, and the positive and the negative to get things moving sometimes. So God says to us that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Well, that means a whole lot of people, it doesn't work that way for them because they don't love God. But when you do love God, things work out better for you. Even the things that are unpleasant, in the end, they work out for your good. But you see, you have to do what God says. To them that love God. Everybody doesn't love God. I know we're shocked to hear that, but it's the truth. Many people don't love God. They might tell you they do, but when you look at their lives, you know that that's not the truth. But we know that these things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Called according to his purpose. He says, for those he did foreknow that he knew was going to receive Jesus, he predestinated them. He knew, okay, this one's going to come. Okay, so this is what happens to the people who come. They're going to be conformed to the image of his son Jesus. That's what the Father wants. So, saints, in sufferings and afflictions, we should remind ourselves of the truth. You know how when problems come, the last thing we think about is this scripture. What we think about is how the situation is affecting us. So, we should remind ourselves of this truth. Firstly, we should acknowledge, we should admit to ourselves that the events that befall our lives are now under the Lord's jurisdiction. He's the righteous judge over our lives. The government of our lives are on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. And so whatever comes into our lives is now under the Lord's jurisdiction. Amen? So now what we experience as trials, as trouble, as problems, as issues, is working for our benefit if we love God according to the Word, as the Word tells us to. Not just that, oh, yeah, I love God. No, the real thing. And if we are participating in his plans for our lives. That's a tall order. First of all, he calls us to know something. That no matter what it is, he's going to make it work together for our good. Because some real rough things can happen in this life. Some real hard things to take. Some real bad things can happen. So So we have to know this in advance so that we don't develop the wrong attitude, that we can stay in the spirit and not walk in the lust of the flesh. It's important that we know this, that it's not a guess or just a hope. No, it's got to be in our knower. We've got to know that we know that we know. We've got to agree with God that he's actually going to intervene in the course of the issues and matters of our lives and cause them. Because, you know, God is able to subdue all things unto himself. So he can intervene and cause things to work together for our good. He has that power, that strength, that might, that wisdom, that ability. And we need to believe that he has it and that he will use it on our behalf. Amen? Our Father has determined that those who receive his Son, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior, would become like Jesus. See, we don't get to stay the same way we were when we came to the Lord. No, that's not the plan. So the change, the transformation must occur in our lives. Now, I'm going to make a slight presumption here. Forgive me if it does not apply to you. But I believe that most of us have met at least one person who says they're a Christian, but they have not progressed any further after all this time than they were when they first said that they wanted Jesus to live in their hearts. They have not done any growing. They're on the same issues they were on before. Well, that's not God's plan. He wants change. He wants transformation. He wants us to be like Jesus. You see, change births a process. It's a process, saints. You can't hit a button and zap, it's over. No, it's not like that. It's not like that. You can't just push the button on your Roomba and it comes through your life and sucks up all the grit and grime off the floor of your world. It just doesn't work that way. This is a process. Just as deliverance is a process, this transformation takes time. Change births a process of becoming distinctly different. Different. It calls for a radical change in character or the previous nature being replaced with something else. In the case of the new birth in the life of a Christian, both processes occur. So the Lord is saying that he brings a radical change into our lives. He changes our character and nature to be like him. And the previous nature is replaced with his nature. This process is instantaneous and it is progressive. Mm-hmm. This is not a mild modification. This is not some little mild, casual modification that nobody hardly notices. No, that's not what it is. No, indeed. It is drastic and more pronounced in some of us than in others. In 2 Corinthians, Chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's interesting. That's very interesting and very profound. You're not the, when you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you're not the same old person you used to be. There's a very dramatic but instantaneous change that happens in your spirit. You may look the same outwardly, but you're not the same inwardly. You have a different spirit. Mm-hmm. You have a different spirit. And as time progresses, as you receive of the things of God and allow them to enter into your life, into your mind, into your heart, you begin to see this transformation happening in you. Your thoughts are changing. Your ideas are changing. Your dispositions are changing. There's a change taking place in you. People may not be able to see it at first, but God can. And as you continue to allow the process to work its way through your life, others eventually begin to see the change in you as well. That's right.
Amen. And I'm going to start with verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. I'm starting with verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Don't let anybody pull one on you. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, kingdom of God. Well, you see, if you're in one of these categories, you can't inherit the kingdom of God. You've got to get out of this category first. Amen? Verse 11, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, set apart, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You used to be a stranger and a foreigner to the kingdom of God. But now that Jesus Christ has come into your life and he's your Lord and Savior, you're not a stranger and a foreigner anymore. You have a part in the kingdom of God. You see, the Lord Jesus is processing us so that we can be set apart for his purposes. We must continually turn away from all that offends God to the service of righteousness. It's important. We have to keep turning from our wicked ways. That's very, very important. You see, saints, If everything went our way all of the time, we would never change, nor would we grow. Adversity plays an important role in our growth into Christ's likeness. Our trials, troubles, and issues cause us to run to God to help us. As a result, we discover that we can depend on Him and that the Holy Spirit is indeed our helper. We learn how to trust God. You see, this is a process, this learning to trust and depend. And we never stop learning this. We never come to a place that we have it down perfectly. We just are better than we were before. It doesn't matter how long you've actually been a Christian, there's still some more area to grow in. So people that get to a point in their growth and they say, well, I've done enough of this. All I'm going to do is just wait on the Lord to come get me. That's not the right attitude. There's always some more growth to be had. Amen? We learn to trust God and His Word. That's a process. If you don't have any problems, you're not going to learn it. It just doesn't come that way. Problems and the suffering that results causes us to seek the Lord in the Scriptures. Trouble runs us into the Scriptures more than anything else if you want to know about people. That's right. We find new passages that speak to our needs. Certain passages seem to jump off the page to us. God is talking to us personally. What a discovery. In Psalm 119, beginning with verse 71, Psalm 119, verse 71, it is good for me that I have been afflicted. It's to my benefit that I have problems, that I have issues that have to be solved, and nobody can really solve them but God. It's a good thing that this has happened to me. Why would you say such a thing? That I might learn thy statutes. It's making me get into the Word. It's making me seek your face. It's making me get up to pray. It's making me call out to you. It's making me learn to trust you. So our problems, our issues, have a good outworking in our lives if we allow them to. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning with verse 2, the Lord says, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Wow. He wanted them to remember all that he'd done for them, to humble thee. Number one is the humble part. Did you notice that? That came first, to humble thee. You're not the suchy-much you think you are. None of us are. And to prove thee, to test thee, to know what was in thine heart. Because the issues of life flow actually out of our heart. How do we respond to things? There are things in our hearts that Jesus doesn't want there. It's not like his heart. And yes, he's going to come and get it. Yes, he is. You can't hide it from him. Remember, I told you I could see him pushing back his sleeves over his elbow. He's ready to go to work in us. So
to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Are you going to be an obedient saint, or are you going to be rebellious? What are you going to be? And he humbled thee. He humbled them and suffered them to hunger and fed them with manna, which they knew nothing of, nor did their fathers know, that he might make them to know that man does not live by bread only. We don't live just by natural resources, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. And some of us are still being processed in these two scriptures right now. Some of us are being humbled. Some of us, our hearts are being tested to know what's in them, to see if we're going to be obedient or if we're going to keep doing what we've always done. That's right. Some of us are so dependent on the natural that we pretend we can't figure out how to walk in the supernatural. Well, you see, you have to learn that. And it's not a logical procedure, but it happens. It's a spiritual procedure. You have to learn that. You have to learn that the supernatural power of God is greater than the natural realm. You know, some people are easy learners at something, and other people are difficult. It's hard for them to accept certain things. Well, everybody's got to learn. Everybody has to learn. Every single person has to learn. The Holy Spirit works through our tests and trials and troubles and predicaments to bring us into refinement and purification. You know, just because you're no longer doing the outward act, it does not mean that the spirits that brought all of that to the forefront are all gone. Remember, we told you that deliverance is a process. It comes off in layers. Just like peeling an onion, it comes off in layers. It doesn't all come flying out at once. That's a true rarity. It comes out in layers. And then there's a period where you have to grow. You have to learn how to hold on to your deliverance, how to walk it out in your regular life. And then comes another season after some growth and some learning and some application that the next layer can come off. But it's a process, because God keeps going deeper and deeper and deeper into us. There are places in your Christian walk where all of a sudden, especially if you've been with the Lord for many years, you feel like you're starting all over again with the Lord from scratch. Well, you are, but at a different level. At a different level. And lessons that you learned long time ago, he's going to bring them back, but at a different level. You see, this growth process does not stop. It continues. And we need to continue with the Lord as he's working this miracle in our lives. This is a miracle. Yes, it is. It's a miracle for God Almighty to get involved in our lives and to so transform us and change us that we are no longer like the person that we started out being, but we become progressively more like him. Amen? That's our hope. That's our desire. That's the Father's plan for us. to be like Jesus. So in Isaiah chapter 48, Isaiah chapter 48, and we're going to go to verse 3. Isaiah 48, beginning with verse 3. And if in this passage you see yourself, just acknowledge it to the Lord. It'll be okay. I have declared the former things from the beginning, the Lord said. And they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Because I knew that thou art obstinate, in other words, stubborn, seriously stubborn, and thy neck is as an iron sinew. That means your neck muscles are like iron. That's how flexible you are in the Lord. And thy brow, brass. In other words, you got a hard head. I have even, from the beginning, declared it to thee. Before it came to pass, I showed it thee. Mm-hmm. That's right. God's got a, he knows what kind of people are. And that he really, really has to work with us. He says, I knew how hard and obstinate you are. Your necks are as unyielding and unbending as iron, and your hardened head is hard as brass. Verse 5, I have even from the beginning declared it to thee. Before it came to pass, I showed it to thee. Thou shouldest say, mine idol hath done them, and my graven image, and my molten image hath commanded them. You say, well, I don't have a graven image. Well, let me define that a little better for you. Lest you try to give the credit to some other entity other than the Lord himself, he told you about it before it happened. So you couldn't say, well, that was just a coincidence. Thou hast heard. See all this? And will not ye declare it? I have showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. They are created now, and not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heardest them not, lest thou shouldest say, behold, I knew of them. I knew that. You know, have you ever been talking to somebody, and you're trying to explain something to them and tell them about it? And the first thing pops out of their mind is, oh, I knew that, and you know full well that they didn't. Mm-hmm. That's right. You see, the Lord's saying he's told you about these things, but you didn't want to agree with him. So when it happened, you didn't have anything else you could say. Yea, thou heardest not. Yea, thou knewest not. Yea, from that time thine ears was not open. For I knew that thou wouldest deal very treacherously and was called a transgressor from the womb. Mm-hmm. That's right. God says that he knows we're traitors. He knows we're rebels even when we're children. He says he already knows that we're rotten through and through. It did not take him by surprise.
That's what he says.
So he says, for my name's sake, I will defer my anger. And for my praise, I will refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's what he says. He says he knows how we are. He knows what's in people. He's not surprised. And later on in this same passage, if you have a chance, go back and read it. Later on in this passage, the Lord says that he's our God, and he punishes us for our own good and leads us along paths that we really ought to follow. Just like a loving parent does. No, you're wrong. You need to be corrected. See, God loves us. He does not want us to perish. He does not want us to be ashamed when we stand before his throne. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 9. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 9. That's right. Zechariah. Chapter 13. See, go all the way to the end of the Old Testament where there's Malachi, and go back a book and you'll be at Zechariah. That's the shortcut. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 9. And I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. But that was after the fire, not before. That's right. God knows what he needs to do in our lives. We just don't necessarily like the process that he chooses. In fact, most often we can't stand it. That's why we cry and moan and pout and sulk and all kinds of things we do. Have some of the worst little attitudes. But nonetheless, his children are his children. He is our Father. He loves us, and he's going to process us. So we may as well make up in our minds to go along with him. Amen? It takes some learning at first how not to buck and fight back, but you'll get it after a while. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning with verse 9. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning with verse 9. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit. He corrects us for our profit. Why? That we might be partakers of his holiness. Holiness. What does that mean, holiness? It means that the attributes, the character and nature of God is now being seen through our lives, is being manifested and put on display. His kindness, we get to see it come through us. His generosity, we get to see it. His meekness coming forth. His temperance coming forth. We have to be corrected for these things to happen.
We have to go through something. We always do, because that's how we are. That's the way humans are. Children in the natural are that way. Children spiritual are that way. There's some children you could look at them, and they know they're wrong. There are other children you have to take more drastic measures. Verse 11, now no chastening, no correction for the present seemeth to be joyous, nope, but grievous. Nevertheless, in spite of all that, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness. See? He's after the fruit. He wants good fruit. He wants the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Unto them which are exercised thereby. Exercised by what? That chastening that doesn't seem to be too joyous. It's the truth, saints. It's the truth. Amen. The Lord is able, through the things that we suffer, things that aren't necessarily so pleasant, things that we would rather not go through, he teaches us obedience. That's extremely important, obedience. You see, many of us fail this class as children. They tried to teach us growing up how to be obedient, and we were busy trying to find ways not to be obedient. So you see, the Lord is going to get this lesson through to us one way or another. It would be good if we would just yield and obey. But you know, we have a flesh that's supposed to remember that it's been crucified with Christ. Amen. It's the truth. And Psalm 119, verse 67. Psalm 119, verse 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. Before I got in trouble, I was just doing any old thing I could do, anything I felt like doing, whatever came in my mind, whatever my friends were doing, I was trying to do it too. But see, you're the one that got in trouble. But now have I kept thy word. Before, I wouldn't pick up a Bible. Before, I didn't want to read it. But now, I'm in my Bible every day. Proverbs 22, verse 15. Proverbs 22, verse 15. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him. Well, it applies to God's grown-up children as well as little ones. Some of us have foolishness as a wicked inheritance from our family. Think about that. Think about it. Proverbs 13, verse 24. Proverbs 13, verse 24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son. He that spareth his rod hateth his son. But he that loveth him chasteneth him many times. Why? Because you're trying to teach right from wrong. And sometimes the lesson needs to be reinforced. Mm-hmm. It is so. Proverbs 17, verse 3. Proverbs 17, verse 3. The fining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold.
but the Lord trieth the heart. Yes, he does. And when he's trying us and we come up with something that we've had in there for years, we've been doing the same old thing, acting the same old way every time this situation comes up, he tries to counsel us and tell us, no, I don't want you to do that this time. I want you to take a different posture, a different attitude. And just as soon as he says it, the struggle kicks in. It gets so hard. It's like we just can't make it. Well, guess what? We're going to make it because we have a fast coming. Amen? God has come to help us. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, beginning with verse 10. For godly sorrow worketh repentance. Sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, this selfsame thing, that ye have sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you. Yes, what clearing of yourselves. Yea, what indignation. Yes, what fear. What vehement desire. What zeal. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. Well, what is he saying? What's the Bible saying? He's saying, first of all, that true godly sorrow brings about repentance. Repentance that allows God to work his salvation in our lives. It's a good thing. We don't have to repent of that kind of sorrow. But there is a sorrow that the world has that all it produces in their lives is death. You see, because we've partaken of the godly sorrow that brought about true repentance in our lives, it brought out some other things. It brought out some carefulness, clearing. You see, some purging, some purifying took place. We have some indignation. Why? Because there are things that were wrong. We saw what the devil was doing. There was some reverence. There was some godly zeal. There was a desire to please the Lord. You see? That's what he's looking for in our lives. Change. Some more change. Yes, some more change. As we grow through righteous discipline and learned obedience, righteous discipline and learned obedience, God prunes us. He purges us. Yes, he has processes for us so that we may become more fruitful. That's right. In John chapter 15, beginning with verse 1. I am the true vine, Jesus says, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. We better get on with this fruit bearing. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Wow. If we are a branch in Jesus and we don't bring forth any fruit, we get removed out of the way. It's so. But if we're bringing forth some fruit, he's going to deal with us. He's going to purge it. He's going to do everything he can do to make us bring forth some more fruit. That's right. You see, he uses pruning. Pruning cuts away dead,
or overgrowth in branches or stems, especially for the purpose of increasing fruitfulness and growth.
Mm-hmm.
There is a cutting away of live parts. Yes, live parts, not just dead parts, live. And when he does this, we feel it. We feel it when he cuts back on live parts. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We actually do feel it, perceive it very strongly. Amen. So, the Lord knows how to get the best out of us. He knows each of us individually, and he knows how to get the very best out of us. And so, he might choose later on to fertilize us. Well, what is fertilizer really? If it's organic fertilizer, we all know what that is because we've all come close to the smell. And so if you're feeling like your life is surrounded by organic cow manure, well, it's fertilizer. What more can I say? Amen. The Lord brings us to a new level of humility when we have afflictions and sufferings and trials and temptations. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning with verse 1, Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning with verse 1, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee and to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Amen. And we went all the way through verse 3, so now let's pick up with verse 4. Thy raiment, thy clothing, waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways, and to fear him, to reverence him. That's right. We're going to learn. That's right, because God's going to see to it that we learn. Lamentations. Lamentations is in the Old Testament, and it's right behind Jeremiah and right before Ezekiel. Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3. Mm-hmm. Beginning with verse 1. I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. Verse 7. Lamentations 3, verse 7. He hath hedged me about that I cannot get out. He hath made my chain heavy. Verse 14. I was a derision to all my people and their song all the day. Mm-hmm. The people were talking about him, and they had probably too much to say. Verse 17, "And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forgot prosperity, and I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not, are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." But you see, this person had been through a lot of trial, a lot of suffering, and they came to the conclusion. Daniel, just a few books after Lamentations, you have Ezekiel and then Daniel. Daniel chapter 4, a very fiery trial. God has to burn stuff out of our lives. That's just awful. It shouldn't be in a child of God. And he will turn up the heat to burn it out. Yes, he will. He's a faithful God. It may not feel good at the time, but he will break the power of our pride. Yes, he will. Why? Because we have to learn how to be an instrument in his hand. Amen? Daniel chapter 4, beginning with verse 36. "And the king said, same time my reason returned unto me." That means his right mind came back into his body. "And for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned to me. And my counselors and my lords sought unto me." You got to realize this is a king that God humbled. He caused him to be out there with the oxen and with the cows, with the cattle, for 7 years, his hair growing long, his nails growing long, him acting like he was an ox out there with the oxen. He went from being a king to acting like an ox. And they let him go right through that. The kingdom kept rolling the whole time. He was acting like an ox because his kingdom was vast and expansive. And he's saying that at this time, the Lord returned his mind to him. Isn't that a blessing? "And I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment." And here is the part that we need never forget. "And those that walk in pride, he is able to abase." Own suffering, we learn greater compassion and mercy for others. Greater compassion. You know, sometimes, saints, we have to admit to ourselves that some of our problems are of our own doing. It was our poor decision, our hastiness, our whatever got us into some of our messes. And some of our messes have been stewing for a very long time. So it's no wonder that at some point it comes to a boil. Brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, in order to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor or to give aid or to help them that are tempted. You see, Jesus had to go through it first so that he was able to help others that were being tempted. He had to taste of temptation and overcome it so that he could help others, that meaning us, when we're tempted. And that's part of preparation for ministry. Persons that the Lord is training for ministry go through things other people don't go through. Depending on how he wishes to use the person, their trials, their situations, their problems are unique to how he wants to use them. And why must they go through these strange things? Because God has to form them in the fires of affliction. He has made them into what he needs them to be. And he needs them to be able to help other people that are going through similar things. Somebody's got to relate to somebody. Amen. Amen. I ought to know. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Beginning with verse 2. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy, and the God of all comfort. All our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. So we go through things, and God comforts us so that now when someone close to us in our sphere of influence goes through trouble, we have an experience with God. We learn some scriptures during this experience. And God is able to use us to comfort the other person. Amen. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. See, there are things I've gone through. This for your good. Mm-hmm. Which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Some of you have talked to me on the phone, and you were trying to explain to me all about the intricacies of this situation that you were going through. And I said, I know, I understand. And you kept trying to get me to understand something I'd already understood a long time ago. And you couldn't understand why I really wasn't going to sit there and listen to every single little syllable. Well, you see, I've already been through that fire. And I already understand what you're explaining far more than you realize. And if you're willing to listen to the Holy Spirit, he'll guide you out when it's time. You see, what people don't understand is when the minister is not in the forefront, they're not out there in the light, in the limelight, God has them away someplace, going through things, so that when it's time to use them in your life, they understand what you're going through. Why? Because they've experienced very similar or exactly the same. That's right. It's the truth. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the suffering, so shall ye be also of the consolation. You see, it's not all suffering. Consolation does come when it's time. When it's time. When God says, okay, that's enough. That's enough for now. Go to Romans 5. And, saints, we learn to become more patient with ourselves and with others and with situations. We get to learn about this patience, you see. We want the patience, but we don't want the tribulations that bring the patience. Well, this is the way we get it. Romans chapter 5, beginning with verse 3. But we glory in tribulations also. Why? Why would we be glorying in all these problems, all these aggravations, all these frustrations, all of this? Why? Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. It's true. You want to grow? Tribulation is going to be a part of it. James chapter 1, beginning with verse 2. James chapter 1, beginning with verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work. That means let it work all the way out to the end result that's needed, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That's right. Patience is going to take it all the way to the end. You can squirm as much as you like. It's not going to pay you any mind. It's going to continue. It's the truth. James chapter 5, beginning with verse 10. Take, my brethren, the prophet who has spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Now, you do realize that the prophets are the ones they always wanted to kill when they brought the word of the Lord. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But Job had to go through it first. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. That ye be not slothful, that you don't sit around being a lazy Christian, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. You're not going to get it without patience. It requires faith and patience to inherit the promises. That's right. And tribulation works that patience that you need. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. See, you need the patience. Patience comes by tribulation. This is the way it works. This is the way it is. It's this way for all the saints. 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11. And follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Amen. It is so. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning with verse 3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet or fitting, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you and the churches of God. Why? For your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. That's important. That's important. That is very, very, very important. John chapter 15, correction. John chapter 15, the Gospel of John, chapter 15, beginning with verse 4. Abide in me, live in me, Jesus says, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. This is what glorifies the Father. When we bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciple. Much fruit, not a little bit, a lot. God likes lots and lots of juicy fruit. Mm-hmm. 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, get not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody. See that? Or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Amen? Amen. That's right. You see, God loves us, and he wants us to be fruitful Christians. He wants us to be like Jesus. He wants us to be like him. And so it takes some training, some tutoring, some correction, some learning, all of it. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Well, Brother Bill, we've been looking forward to hearing from you.
Well, Pastor Sabrina, is my sound clear? Yours keeps coming off and on, garbled.
Well, I don't know why that is, but yours doesn't sound so great either tonight. So,
let me try something
else. Is that better?
Muted.
I'm trying something else. Is that better?
Well, it's better, but you sound like you're far away.
How about now?
Okay, try again.
How about now? Is that any better?
Yeah, it sounds like you keep moving the microphone around and around. It needs to be still.
Okay, I got it still now. Good.
Okay, that's
trying
much better.
Different. Oh, good. Well, we just give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord. What a wonderful message. And, Lord, I sure don't want to run from your correction and end up making you my enemy. I don't want to run from you, Lord. I can tell you that right now. I will gladly take it, and I will not whine anymore. I don't need any cheese with that wine, Lord. Thank you. I will just bear it and do what I'm supposed to do. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We have some wonderful praise reports today, and I know that message spoke to all of us. Dana has a praise report that her mother found some documents she had misplaced, and Lord, we ask you to work out everything with those documents. And we have a wonderful praise report from YDM. I was able to get a land survey recorded today. This was my third attempt at this week, and the enemy kept stopping me, but I overcame. Thank you, Lord, for that. MM has a praise report. Thank you for praying for a family member and whose spouse who badly needed an open avenue for a stable home. God manifested his goodness and love and made way for an instant approval for them to get a place to stay. Thank you for that, Lord. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And I have been a couple times here when I was unable to listen live due to unusual circumstances. Each time I recast the sermon and I heard the word, and I would realize that the Holy Ghost was ministering to me the same, the scriptures, even when I was recasting it instead of being live. Thank you for that, Lord. We give you praise and glory. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Trish has a praise report for the answer to prayer, asking for justification of a lack of persistence for the funeral home to uncover files. And thank you, Lord, that my husband received the deed and the certificate yesterday. Thank you for all that, Lord. We praise you, Lord, that it all worked out. See, Trish had put her prayer request in there, and y'all came in agreement, and Jesus answered it. Thank you for that, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory for that, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, praise you, praise you. praise you. Caroline has a praise report. Since we have been praying for our families, I've had the opportunity to speak to one of my cousins I haven't seen for 45 years. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And here is one of my favorite praise reports. It's from JCM. She was riding the bus, and there was a homeless guy that was on the bus that drove everyone away but me and another pastor. Under my breath with my mask on, I commanded the demons in him to be bound and to get off the bus. He immediately faced me and kept saying, "Don't say that," before getting off the bus and dropping to his knees on the concrete. Well, Lord, we just ask you to save that man's soul and break through to him in Jesus' name. We praise you for that. See, saints, it don't matter who you are. Even a 10-year-old can bind demons. And we heard that praise report last week, and we just give you praise, glory, and honor. It's Jesus doing it. Those devils have to obey the name of Jesus. They have to obey. Dana has a praise report. The co-owner and I agreed not to sell to the highest bidder. Praise you, Lord. Praise you for wisdom and discernment. Thank you for that, Lord. And Nicole has a praise report. This is the 8th day I've gone without a cigarette, and I will give all the praise and glory to Jesus Christ for dying for me so he could set me free. And we just give you praise for that, Lord Jesus. Now, Sister Nicole, the Lord set me free of smoking, but the devil would come and try me at different times. As soon as you get that thought, if you will bind it in Jesus' name, plead the blood of Jesus over that thought. Command that devil to leave. If you let him sit there and talk to you for 5 minutes, it will turn into withdrawal. And we give you praise, honor, and glory for that, Lord. We just praise you. Dina has a praise report. I put a prayer request in the prayer room a few weeks ago about Dee's son, and she asked for for Dee's son, Jay, and she asked for God's will, and he will not serve time, but he got probation. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for that. That he didn't have to go to jail, but he just got probation. Thank you for interceding in that. And we have a return guest giving a praise report. I'm always having to bind up the words of a know-it-all person and quickly retract and bind my words if I carelessly agree. They specifically said I wouldn't be getting an IRS check if I owed IRS. I do not hold on to God's money when I get deposits. He is faithful to me, monetarily provisions. I got a nice IRS deposit and another check for $1,400. Thank you, Father. I learned never to agree with just anyone since I have been in Miracle Internet Church. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for all these wonderful praise reports, Lord. And we see that the saints are growing, and we just praise you, praise you, praise you. And I have a wonderful praise report. The Lord helped me pass a long test today, and I finished it early. And we give you all the praise, all the glory, Lord Jesus. I just give you the praise and glory for helping me today. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, saints, that was a big word. But we're getting ready to go on a fast. And God wants us to be prepared, because I keep telling you, I can see him pushing his sleeve up over his elbow. He's ready to go in with both arms. He's very serious about this with us. All these fasts that we've been doing over this time, they mean something to Jesus. They really do. And he's ready to get to work on us. Seriously. So we need to humble ourselves and allow the Lord to do the work that he's wanting to get done, because he's extremely serious about it. And I mean, I keep seeing it over and over again. Every time I come up to talk, every time I come to minister and I mention the fast, I see it again. So we need to get ready. Amen? God is very serious
about working on his own people. You know, judgment begins at the house of the Lord. It does. God starts with his own. And we want it to go well with us. So we're going to participate with the Lord. We're going to learn to yield and submit and do all kinds of wonderful things that if you'd asked us maybe a few months or so ago, we'd have told you, no, we're not finna do that. I don't want to do that, and I'm not going to do that. Well, you know, things change, and we're in the process of changing. Some of us don't think we can take one more minute in this situation. We can't take five more minutes. Well, we're going to learn. Amen. If this is the way it is, we've got to grow up. That's right. We have to grow up. We can't stay the same way we've always been. It's time for change. Amen. It's time for change. And so if the Lord has been working on you, let him work. Go along with him. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to have God interested in your life. He's poking around in there. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. He's going to do the other. Well, let him do it. You won't regret it. Amen. So now we're going to go to our guest call-in. Yep, we're going to go to our guest call-in. And just before Brother Marshall comes, we're going to do a little praying, and then Brother Marshall will come. Amen? Praise the Lord. So, area code 713, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Yeah, hello. Good evening, Pastor. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Hello? Pretty
yes.
Good, good, good. Thank you. Yeah, I've been trying to reach you for a while. I've just been calling to see if I can get some prayers because I've been having some dreams, seeing old people of people in my high school, people who haven't met for about 30 years. You know, I just feel maybe it's a spirit of, you know, backwardness. And also, I used to eat into dreams, but I've been praying. I've been fasting for a week, two weeks now, and that has pretty much stopped. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. And I also, sometimes I feel some, like, stuff moving around my body. Yeah, but apart from that, I just want prayers if you can just pray with me while I'm fasting.
Okay, so they've been feeding you in your dreams. You've
yes,
been
ma'am.
Seeing schoolmates in the dreams.
Yeah, old people I haven't seen about 20, 30 years ago, stuff like that.
Okay. How long have you been listening to us?
Oh, it's been a while now. But, yeah, I was listening to you a while, and then I've been trying to call in for a while now, but when I call in, well, I never get, you know, I'm never able to get you on the phone. It's just lucky today. I don't know, maybe it's by the grace of God.
But how long have you been listening to it?
I think it's about 2 years now. 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, about 2 years.
And
now.
This is your first time calling in?
No, this is not my first time. This is about my second time. Yes, my second time. I called them a while ago, and you prayed for me.
Uh-huh.
That's when I was,
when
I told you. Yeah, remember I told you, and I was eating in the dreams and stuff like that.
Oh,
that
right.
that was about a year ago. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father. I forgive everyone.
Who has sinned against me.
Who has sinned against me.
Even recently.
Even recently.
And I ask you.
And I ask you.
With your holy sword.
with your holy sword.
To cut me free.
To cut me free.
Ungodly connection.
From ungodly connection.
From connections from the past.
From connections from the past.
That do not please nor honor you.
That do not please nor honor you.
I repent of these connections, Father.
I repent of these connections, Father.
And I turn them over to you.
And I turn them over to you.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our positions in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the witchcraft that's being worked over this brother's life in Jesus' name. We bind the work of the witches, the warlocks, the wizards, the sorcerers that are even in his neighborhood in Jesus' name. We bind their witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. We command those spirits to come up and out of him now. We bind you in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough. Cough those spirits out. Cough them out now. In the name of Jesus, come up and out of it. All that witchcraft they sent to him in his dream. All that witchcraft, all those poisonings where they fed him in the dream. Come up and out of it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind those old schoolmates, those old people from the past. He hadn't seen in 20 or 30 years. We bind you in Jesus' name. Come out of it. Come out of it. Come out of it. We disconnect. We disconnect. We disconnect it. We circumcise all those garments, silver cords, soul ties, every connection, every wicked connection. We cut him free in the name of Jesus Christ. And all those spirits that came in with those connections, we bind you. We cut him free from you in Jesus' name. Come out of it. You have no right to be there. In the name of Jesus Christ. We cut him free from every silver cord, every ley line, all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, seals, tags, and every ordinary type of connection with the demonic realm. We cut him free in the name of Jesus Christ. And all the demons that came along those ties, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We send you into the spiritual cage. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring angels to war against these devils in Jesus' name. Spirits coming down the family line. You're bound. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have no right to be there. Yeriko, that is ushered in by a relative. You're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. Trespassing in the name of Jesus Christ. Trespassing in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of him, all of you. We send the all-consuming fire of God where you are to burn you out in Jesus' name. All those wicked spirits, come out. All those tormenting devils, come out in Jesus' name. All tormentors, you come out now in the name of Jesus. He wants nothing to do with you or with Satan and his power in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of every part, every place in his life. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on out. Cough that thing out. Cough it out now in Jesus' name. Cough it out. Father, in the name of Jesus, we circumcise that relative from him. That brought that spirit to him. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, sometimes people that we know and love that are close to us, they're trafficking demons. Those spirits are riding on them. So when they get to us, those spirits just move from them to us. So we have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. We have to bind those spirits before we come in contact with people, even those that are relative and close family members. Amen. Praise
Amen.
For your Holy Spirit to come in and fill those empty places, your Holy Father to burn the rest of those spirits out. Father, we ask that you take the deliverance to completion in Jesus' name. Now cough
Amen.
Again. Now take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit to fill those empty places and release your prayer language. Praise
the
Lord. God bless you. Stay clean.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. God bless. Now, saints, that happened via the transference of evil spirits. We have a book in on our website under books and ebooks that talks about the transference of spirit. That's right. People that are in our sphere of influence, demons, it's almost like they ride on them. Then they get to us and they unload. And now we've got something that we didn't want, don't want, and we don't know where it came from. It came from somebody in close proximity to us. You see? The devil is very sneaky. He's very sneaky. And so we have to bind spirits, even on people that we know and love and we think we know. I know so-and-so. They're fine. You don't know what's coming with them. It may not even be a spirit of theirs. It just might be trying to hitchhike. That's what I call those. They hitchhike. Amen? Amen. So, we have to be very careful. Area code 307, you're on there live in Jesus' name.
Amen, because I got knocked out of the queue, so that's good. I need prayer, so let me just say this, okay? First of all, this case has been, like, you can say blackballed, okay? What's happening, whatever demonic networking is that, it's like some sort of flag that is over it so that basically nobody will help. I'm talking about there. We need the documents filed ASAP. A lot of sabotage, Judas spirits, things are not done. And I'm asking Jesus to cancel this hearing that is coming up. I'm asking him to just straight cancel it. You know the situation. And it's, I still need counsel concerning that matter. So that's what I'm asking. And, for him to, we need a provision during certain areas because I'm out of resources concerning this matter. So that's that. That's that.
All right, let's pray. Saints in your prayer languages.
Rela le dio surri kita da brescia la re di a chiaro pole le di a sinte da roposta tra brici sia tra bronga le di andre bri kir sitere da the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, you know every need. And you are the supplier of our needs. You are the good shepherd, and you say we shall not want. There are documents, Father, that we need to be filed immediately with the court. And you know what they are. You know every document that needs to be filed. And you know, Lord, also about this particular attorney that has not done the work that they were paid to do. This particular attorney is not working with our sister. She's working against our sister. She opened her hand and shared information with the opposite side, Lord. And she's not doing what she really ought to do. But, Father, we put her in your hands. We put her in the hands of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, to file these motions and these affidavits and all of these documents and briefs and summaries that need to be filed, that these jurisdictional issues will be filed for in your holy name. We ask you, Lord, to deal with that party that does not want to do the will of God. We ask you to deal with them for not responding properly and in a prompt manner, and for exhibiting less than professionalism in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, to provide an attorney that will actually do your will and not hinder what you sent our sister to do. You've given her certain instructions and mandates that she is to complete, and this party is working against her. Also, the demonic side, Lord, has done a ritual to the, has been, if we would use natural terms, blackball. Some of us don't know what that means, so I'll explain. If, perchance, as an example, you're going to join an organization and somebody doesn't want you in it, they spread certain information about you so that your case is not looked favorably upon. So somehow or other, spiritually, when people come to look at our sister's case, they see what needs to take place, what needs to be done, but they don't want to get involved. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we boomerang that back wherever it came from in the name of Jesus. It is not of you. You did not order it. You did not call for it, Father. Therefore, it is illegal. And since it is illegal, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind that wicked work in the name of Jesus. We bind those rituals in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind that witchcraft in the name of Jesus. We break the power behind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We release the power in the name of Jesus against it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you have all power. All power belongs to you. So we put whatever was done, whatever ritual, whatever ceremony, under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, under the feet of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for clearing a path for our sister, Lord, for bringing her the proper representation in Jesus' name. We thank you for your appointment, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for these filings as they ought to be, Father, as they ought to be, correct and proper in their execution, truthful, no lie, presented and filed with the court in a timely manner as they ought to be, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to intervene yourself in this matter. Break it in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against our sister shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that has risen against her in unrighteous judgment, we condemn right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for the breakthrough, Lord. Father, we thank you for providing the transportation. On time transportation. You're our way maker, Father. You're our way maker. We thank you for making a way where there's been no way. We thank you for the divine provision coming through. We thank you for the light. For the light. He who is the light of the world, breaking through and coming. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue. Net destroyed. Ricket the web destroyed. Intervention. Amen.
Amen.
Isha, hallelujah. I smell it, Lord. Thank you. Yes, hallelujah. They are no match for you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise.
Amen.
We give you glory for your righteous judgments in the earth. Whew, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
And amen. God bless. You're our provider, Lord. You don't always have to cancel things. You're our provider. You provide. We thank you and we give you praise for it, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise. Area code
605. Hello.
Hello.
Pastor, I'm calling for a prayer over my stomach. It's been 2 years since I was diagnosed with GERD, and how that happened is because I had to go to emergency, and they told me I had some type of acid reflux, and then I ignored it. It's because I've had a wonderful health for a long time, and I took it for granted. But I know when I was 18, I was diagnosed with an ulcer in my stomach, and I was in a treatment facility at the time, and then I got saved at the age of 20. So it's been a long time that I really had a good life as far as health, even though as a child I had was a sickly child and had heard many, many things physically, health-wise. But again, this was 2 years ago when everything started, and sometimes the acid reflux stays away, but sometimes the water burns my stomach, and the symptoms come and go. Also, 2 years ago, they told me I had a thyroid dysfunction, and it might be connected to the racing heart, and they call it high blood pressure. And the falling of hair, I thought it was normal because I had colored my hair. But now it's to the point where it's noticeable. Feels like I'm inheriting the sicknesses from my dad's side. I didn't really have to depend on doctors in the past again, but have appointment with a naturopath to proceed with the medical care. And that's my choice, and I asked the Lord to help me in that area with going through a naturopath and versus a homeopathic, and I'm asking him to help me make sure of that. Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that her body belongs to you. Her body literally belongs to Jesus Christ. She is flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone. And Lord Jesus, when you took those stripes, you took every disease state in her body. Everything that would ever touch her body, you took it. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit. We forgive the root cause of her ailment in her body. We forgive the root cause of the ailments in her body in Jesus' name. We cut her free from all the ailments, all the spirits of infirmity.
I hear you on the phone.
With the guide, Praise you, Lord.
Okay,
you want to praise you, Papa.
All right, sister, hold on.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, you can hear me. Good, that's
now.
What counts.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we command these digestive issues to come out of her. They come down the family line. Hyperthyroidism. We bind you and all your symptoms in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of him. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. You come down the family lines. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not taught her. Jesus took this on the cross. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out of her. Cough that thing out. Lord, we ask for your blood to run from her mouth all the way through to the end of the GI tract. In Jesus' name. The blood strike from the mouth all the way to the end of the GI tract in Jesus' name. Every lesion healed. We release your healing virtue, Father, all the way down her GI tract in Jesus' name. Rola la lia sa, wuro kosa terabre ke de dio sur ki sa terabre. Yarra la lia sun de abre ke de dio sun de abre ke ala le lio so. Father, we ask you to touch her thyroid, wrap it in the blood stripes. Dor ka ha de lia sa terabre ke le lia. That the hormones that should be released are released. T3, T4, all of them in Jesus' name. Rota terabre se right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Bill, I can hear you talking. Come on out, in Jesus' name. Come on out. You've been hiding in her GI tract, in those folds in her GI tract. Come out, in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of the folds in Jesus' name. All of those lesions, the healing virtue of Jesus Christ to heal all of them. In the ashe, hallelujah. Every breach, every lesion healed in Jesus' name. Break it in Jesus' name. Break it in Jesus' name. Come on out of her. Come out of her. Fire of God. Father, we ask that you correct the pH in her body in Jesus' name. Yes, heal from the root in Jesus' name. Heal from the root. In Jesus' name, heal from the root in the name of Jesus. We uproot everything that's not of Jesus Christ that's in her body right now. Come out of her and let her go in Jesus' name. Come out of her. You cannot have her body. Her body belongs to Jesus Christ. It's his property. Come up and out now in Jesus' name. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Right now.
Now take a deep breath. Healing all the way down to the cellular level.
I don't know.
Father, we want to thank you for her healing in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Papa.
Stand your ground on that in Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen. And the Lord will bring you
amen.
Through. Do whatever the Holy
thank
Spirit
you, Lord.
Says to do. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, let's see how we're going to do this.
Aha, let's see. Brother Marshall, where are you, dear? I'm a look at that. Ah, gotcha. Amen. Amen.
All righty. Brother Bill, if you could put that up so I could tell everybody what we're praying about tonight. Thank you. The health secretary, present one, he says the government has the right to know who is vaccinated. We're praying about pastors in Nepal that are dying of COVID, and they're rejected for care and help due to their faith. We want to report that XTube porn site that's owned by MindGeek has been taken down, and we're asking the Father to take down Pornhub. We're praying about ransomware attacks. We're praying about Hobby Lobby that promotes One Nation Under God. We're praying about rental car prices that are up 125%. That means they have jacked those prices up. And the elevated gas prices. And Brother Marshall's going to come and lead us into prayer tonight. Brother Marshall.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise that small miracle. Lots of miracles. Thank you, Lord, for all your miracles. Thank you that your arms aren't too short to save. Thank you, Father, for your amazing, amazing grace. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son to pay the price for each one of us. Thank you, the blood of Jesus over all the saints and saints in your prayer language as the Holy Ghost leads you. I know we've been doing a lot of that earlier, maybe even recently. So, Father, we ask in Jesus' name you'll inspire us to pray under by the power of your Spirit the way you want for these situations, Father God, and the other ones that you're putting on our hearts individually and even corporately. And we're so grateful, Father, that you said in your word in Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 to 15, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, have he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, praise the Lord, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross, nailing to your cross, Lord, that tree, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Thank you for the power of your cross, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory of what you have done, are doing, and going to do. Father, concerning the situation with the health secretary, the one who thinks they're a health secretary from the so-called regime that's in the, wherever it is, trying to pretend to be the government of the United States, we bind every one of these demonic spirits, Father, in Jesus' name, because we know rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. And you told us, because they even have a thing in the laws that no one's supposed to know our, you know, our private health information, even though, isn't that interesting? They think that they have a right to this. Father, we bind every one of these ungodly spirits in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We don't rejoice that ungodly spirits are subject unto us, but they are. But we rejoice that our names are written in heaven. For Jesus says, behold, him to power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, notwithstanding rejoice, not that the spirits are subject unto you. For rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven, Luke 10, 19, and 20. And every witchcraft curse going to operate through the government and every other source of the people who think they're in government are returned at least several and the heads of spirits to send them to those for us and tend to do us in Jesus' name, not just in the government of the United States, every nation that they're trying to push the so-called jab nonsense in Jesus and so-called false vaccine and all the other things going on and trying to control people against the will of the living God. Father, we ask you to deliver all of your children. Satan, you are bound. You're bound, you're perpetually bound in Jesus' name because Jesus says, in Mark 3:27, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he will first bind the strong man, then he will spoil his house. Well, Satan, you're already permanently, perpetually bound. And Jesus says in Matthew 16:18-19, as well as Matthew 18:18, very similar, and I say unto thee, and thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You, Satan, and all of your underlings, every ungodly spirit, trying to stir up fear, trying to stir up division, trying to stir up turning brother against brother, sister against sister, one group against another group, particularly in the United States of America, are perpetually, continually bound. And not just in this country, in Nepal, in every country for that matter, in Jesus' name. Every spirit trying to bring about division and civil war and world war, every spirit of Zeus is bound. Every ungodly spirit of ungodly control is bound in Jesus' name. By the power of the Spirit, you, Satan, the mind blinder, and every one of your own is every mind blinding spirit. Every spirit of mass hypnotism is bound. Your demonic assignments have none effect to the people of the United States of America in Jesus' name. And Satan, we command you in the name of the Lord Jesus, in agreement, according to Matthew 18:19, as joint heirs with Christ, we command you in Jesus' name, nothing further to do with all those, the governments, trying to force, or through corporations, through schools, through universities, and every other avenue and means, trying to force them to get something that they don't want, even in the U.S. military. Many people in the U.S. military are willing to go to prison rather than get the vaccine. So, Father God, help people to have the divine resolution and resolve and wisdom and discernment to know what you want them to do, the people of this country and every nation, Father God, in Jesus' name, not just in Israel, not just in Nepal, every nation, Father, in Jesus' name. Make the right choices in Jesus' name. God, Satan, we command nothing further to do with each and every one of these, including those in the government. We put gags in the mouth of every demonic spirit in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Whatever you bind on earth is bound. And Father, we ask you to send your obedient, warring angels to fight for all of your children. Thank you for warring, linking angels round about all your children, wherever they are, and the family members of those in harm's way, Father God, in Jesus' name. Those in the U.S. military who are refusing to take the vaccine. Those that are being threatened, Father God. We ask you to protect and deliver each one, the big children, the little children, all the children, Father. The children of every nation, Father God. Children of every nation, the United States, and Nepal, in Israel, and every nation. We ask you to deliver all the children, Father, in Jesus' name, and give all the people a hunger and thirst for what you want, Lord, and grant them your discernment by your Spirit, Father. Pour forth of your Spirit afresh, Father God, in Jesus' name. For it's not by human might or human power, it's by your Spirit. You should seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face. Continue to ask you to pour forth of your Spirit, Father, and lead the people the way you want them to go, including all those standing for the truth, in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask you to have mercy on that growing but challenged group of Christians in Nepal and every other place where the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth have been picked out, set aside by Satan to be destroyed or to be hindered in any way. Father, we ask you to send your obedient angels to fight for them. We thank you for the angel, Lord, that encampeth round about them, that fears you, Lord, and delivers them. We ask you to deliver all those saints in harm's way and the family members of all the saints, including the family members of the pastors who've died of COVID or whatever it was, Father God. Maybe they received the vaccine and they thought they were doing a good thing. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I don't know anything about it, Lord, other than a little bit I've read earlier. Father, we ask you to send the Holy Ghost to minister to those. And I know many true believers in these nations where they're in direct conflict and confrontation. I think Hinduism is the primary religion in Nepal, Father, in Jesus' name. And Christianity is 10% or less. So, Father, we ask you to stretch forth your hand and deliver them all. Deliver all those in harm's way. You said in your word, and the Lord said unto Moses, is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not, in Jesus' name. And as joint heirs with Christ, one body, many members, we stretch forth our hands toward Nepal as one, in Jesus' name. Even as Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength, and when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. We ask you to overthrow with the plan and wile and schemes of the enemy in Nepal and every nation where anybody is standing for the Lord Jesus Christ in Nazareth, including this nation, the United States, and in Israel, every nation they're standing for the Lord Jesus, Father, whether it be in New Zealand, where every nation, Father God, every nation, Israel and Switzerland, every nation where people are actually standing for the Lord Jesus, Father, in Jesus' name, wherever they are, even in Canada, they're going through a lot of stuff, Father. We stretch forth our hands, particularly toward Nepal, and we ask you to deliver all those in harm's way, Father God, all the family members of all the pastors and all the pastors that have been in the crosshairs of Satan, Father, and deliver those, Father God, in Jesus' name. Raise up your church and provide all their needs according to your riches and glory, financial needs, for those spiritual needs. Send your obedient angels to minister to them. Raise them up off their deathbeds, whatever you want. Bring about a tremendous revival, Father God, so people will see and know you are the living God, not the God of Hinduism, not the God kind of that they worship. Half the people in Nigeria worship Islam, and the other half of the people worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask you to put a division between those that are worshiping Satan, whether it's through masonry or something else, Father God, and we bind Baphomet and every other ungodly spirit sent on assignment to steal, kill, and or destroy. Satan, you are perpetually, continually bound, sent against all those in this nation, in Israel, and every nation, every spirit sent to kill, steal, and or destroy, perpetually, continually bound. In Jesus' name, because of the blood of the covenant. In Jesus' name, his joint heirs with Christ, his one body in Christ. And the Lord says in Daniel chapter 7, verse 18, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. And verse 27 of Daniel chapter 7, and the kingdom and dominion and greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him, not the saints, shall obey Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who has all power in heaven and earth, who is the Lord of lords and King of kings, as it is very clearly pointed out in the Word, not only in Matthew 28:18, not only in Revelation 17:14, he is Lord of all, not only as it is written in Acts chapter 10, verse 30-something, maybe it's 34, in Jesus' name, somewhere around there. Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings. Satan, you're already bound. All your underlings are bound. Every spirit of witchcraft, all spirits of ungodly control, and that's all it is witchcraft. Every spirit of witchcraft trying to steal, kill, and destroy, of none effect in Jesus' name. We continue to speak blindness to the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they only hear what Jesus wants them to hear, not only pertaining to Sabrina and Bill Pringle, but all the saints, all of our family members, wherever they are, and all those have been interceding for, those standing for the truth in Jesus' name, not just Dr. Tenpenny and others that are standing for the truth, not just those affiliated with our previous president, Donald Trump, who may still be the acting real president, but what I don't know. I don't know all the stuff I don't know, but you know everything, Lord. But we're not looking to any man to save us. We're looking to the Lord of all. In your arms, not too short to save the people of Nepal. And we thank you. As Moses stretched forth his hand, we stretch forth our hand as one man. And we thank you, Father God, for protecting and delivering all those, including the family members of the pastors and raising up other pastors and providing for the needs of your growing church that will grow exponentially, supernaturally, Father God. You're able to raise the dead, as you point out in Ezekiel. You're able to join bone to bone and put breath in those bones, Father God. And they'll live because you said, live. You'll live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. In Nepal, in this nation, every nation, we thank you for waking up to a sleeping giant. In Nepal, the United States, in Israel, in every nation, in Jesus' name. We're so grateful, Father God, you're showing yourself strong in many different areas, Father, in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory for what you have done, are doing, and going to do. And you said that in Isaiah 54, verses 10 to 17, for the mountains shall depart. These are the ruling authorities are going to just kind of crumble up and go away. For the mountains, like the spirits of pornography and all the sick things, and we thank you, Father God, that the X2 porn site owned by MindGeek has been taken down. And we do ask in agreement, according to Matthew 18:19, that you, Father, will take down the Pornhub and all other demonic sites and expose those things that need to be exposed, Father God, in Jesus' name, in the way that you want, only the way you want, as much as you want, only what you want, when you want, in Jesus' name. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, from the body of Christ. Neither shall my covenant of peace be removed. Think that you give a supernatural peace in the midst of all kinds of interesting things going on in the world. Saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee, O thou afflicted, and tossed with tempest and not comforted. Behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors and thy foundations with sapphires. I'll make thy windows of agates and thy gates of carbuncles. Your gates, your lips is a flaming scarlet, kind of put up as burning coal, just like in Isaiah chapter 6, beginning of Isaiah chapter 6. What purged away our sins? The blood of Jesus. That's the light. Jesus is, Sabrina was talking about Jesus, the light is coming into the world, and he is. And what did he do? He provided himself a lamb for a burnt offering. He provided that burnt offering, and we're crucified with Christ, dead to the old man, dead to evil speaking. So, Father, we pray for those who despitefully use this message to save the souls of those who can be saved, including those involved in pornography and every other sick and perverse thing, Father God, in Jesus' name. And if there's anything I've accused anybody else of that I have not repented of, I repent right now, Father, because this is what if you accuse somebody else of, you're guilty of yourself. So I repent of all sins and iniquities for me and those I can stand in for. Help us and deliver us all. You said, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits to me? Shall take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. We thank you for the burning coal of your blood, the blood of Jesus, burning out all of our sins, not just from our lips, but from our hearts, Father, giving us all new hearts. In Jesus, we are new creatures in Christ. In Jesus' name, I'll make thy windows of agates and thy gates of carbuncles and thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children, praise the Lord, shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Thank you for the privilege of being your children. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. Thank you for teaching us by your good spirit. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear. And from terror, for it shall not come near thee. In Isaiah 54:14, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, that bringeth forth an instrument of his work. I have created the waster to destroy. In verse 17, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, in every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment shalt thou condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. We thank you for giving us that gift of righteousness by the blood of Jesus, that you burn out all of our sins as we reckon ourselves dead to the old man. We give you praise and honor and glory. We ask for your help and intervention, Father, that you'll take down the Pornhub and we're all in agreement according to Matthew 18:19. We thank you for doing so, because Jesus says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. And we ask you to deliver us all from every ungodly plan and wile and scheme of the enemy, from ransom cyberware attacks, all these attacks and the additional attacks they're planning from false flags and every other thing, trying to hide what's going on, and all the uncovering of the false election from last November, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for bringing to light what needs to be brought to light, and we ask you to deliver us from every plan and wile and scheme of the enemy. You said, Joel 2:32, call upon the name of the Lord, and you'll be delivered. And we're all asking in agreement as one that you'll deliver us from every plan of wellness, community, and enemy, from ransomware, cyber warfare attack, every scheme and plan, from demonic attacks, from whatever they're planning, Father God, from the deep state, in Jesus' name, and for wherever they're coming from. Of course, they want to blame it on Russia. It may or may not have anything to do with Russia. I don't know, Father. You know everything. All things are naked and open to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. As is written in Hebrews chapter, whatever that is, 12, in Jesus' name, Hebrews 12:13. And Father, we thank you for the Christians at Hobby Lobby. They're promoting one nation under God. We thank you for giving Mike Lindell from MyPillow and other Christians the ability to stand up for the truth, Father God. And we thank you to promote the one nation under God, the real God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not the God of nations, the one true God, Father God, who created heaven and earth. And we thank you for protecting them and delivering them and all those standing for the truth, Father, in Jesus' name, the doctors, the lawyers, all those standing for the actual truth, Father God, and giving to Sister Marla Elori that will actually fight for her cause by under the unction of your spirit. We thank you for that, Father. We're all in agreement. We thank you, Father God, for delivering us from every plan and wild scheme of the enemy, including every spirit of covetousness, in Jesus' name. Because you told us, people who are idolaters are covetous, as you point out in Ephesians 5:5. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, shall have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. And we pray for those who despitefully use us, including those in the rental car industry, those that are doing the manipulation of the fuel prices, the gasoline prices, in Jesus, and deliver each and every one. Deliver us all from all these attacks, Father, and we're all in agreement according to Matthew 18:19. I think Sabrina's trying to say something. Yes?
I said amen.
Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're all in agreement in Jesus' name. And you said if two of you are agree with touching anything you ask, you shove it out of my Father which is in heaven. Thank you for delivering from every attack and wild scheme of the enemy. Delivering all the children, Father God, big children, little children, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for providing the needs of our brothers and sisters in the world, in every nation, Father God. Bring your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory. The Lord of our shepherd, we shall not want. And all the things
agreement. Say amen, and you cannot lie. It's not possible for you to lie. God is not a man that he should lie. God is not a man that he should repent. As he said it, if he's not doing it, of course you're going to do it. And we know, Father God, that you want to do it. In Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, all the promises of God in him, Jesus, are yea, and in amen, under the glory of God by us.
You